Call a meeting back to order here for BOE.
They just don't do anything anymore, do they?
I'm calling our next 11 o'clock appointment. Charles Gardner. We have two properties, by the way.
Hello?
Charles?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Jim Stroffus. I have you on speakerphone. I'm calling from the Board of Vehicleization in Taney County, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
I want to let you know we've got you scheduled right now for a small little 15-minute discussion about your appeal against your assessment of your property, and I want to let you know you're on speakerphone in front of the board members. We have Dave Oliphant, Kelly Trimble, Chuck Pennell, myself, which is Jim Stroffus. We have the assessor, the clerk's office, and the our county attorney who sits through all these meetings. And the format, just to let you know, is we're going to let you speak for a few minutes to talk about why you believe your property is assessed incorrectly. The board will probably ask a few questions of you. Then the assessor will have a chance to speak to us about why he's assessed it the way he has. Then later on the day, the board will vote on this, and you'll be notified via mail from the clerk's office of what the decision is.
Okay.
All right. So with that said, we have any documentation you sent to us, we have that here in front of us, and we have both parcels. We're going to talk about the first parcel we're going to talk about is the one that I believe you are valuing at, you purchased it for $230,000 on January, looks like 4th, 2005?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's the one we're going to talk about first, if you can, and the floor is yours.
Okay, the reason I even filed this request on this piece of property, I have two mortgages, one at 5 7/8 and one, the second one, at 7.5. And I wanted to get a lower interest rate, so I went to U.S. Bank in Branson there, and I also went to Arvest Bank in Branson to see about getting a lower rate. Both banks, when I went and sat down and talked with the mortgage people there, they said, we'll be glad to take your money, but I currently owe just a little under $200,000. And they said, those will not appraise high enough to, give you another mortgage loan. So then I went and got with the people at Branson Log Homes and looked up the lots that were sold and what they went for. Now, you have this on my list.
Right.
So therefore, I mean, according to those figures and according to what I've been told, what that one is assessed at, which is, I was told, $193,809?
Correct.
I can't even get near that out of it. They won't even give me a mortgage.
Okay.
So I feel with, taking that into consideration, this assessment is too high.
All right. And let me make sure, just so you know from an obligation, Missouri is a 2-year assessment cycle. So the value that was put on these properties was based off of values January 1st of 2009. So just, we all know the market's dropped, but I also want to let you know that's where the assessment date is from. Board, do you have any questions for this
gentleman?
There's your microphone right there.
Yeah, you're saying that how much is it that you owed on this property?
I owe just under $200,000 right now.
Okay, and the bank is saying it won't appraise for what they need in order to refi $200,000.
Yes, sir, that's two banks I went to, Arvest and U.S. Bank.
So in order for it to appraise enough to do a $200,000 loan, it would have to appraise, I assume, for something like 250 or 275, is that correct?
Yeah, around 275
is what it would have to appraise for in order for it to refi your 200.
Right.
And we have your value on at, if I understand right, 193.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And right now, with what the houses are selling for,
I mean, you know, I can't even afford to sell it, put it up for sale.
Okay.
I'd have to go into closing with $40,000-$50,000.
To refi it.
Okay. Deliver title.
Yeah. Well, even if I wanted to sell it.
Right.
What sales are you aware of in the time frame of January 1, 2009? The ones that you list.
All of these that I have listed on my sheet have sold after January 1st of 2009. Now, the ones that were sold before then, I really couldn't tell you. I didn't look those up.
Do you have any even within a month or two or 3 months of January 1? Or are these all late 2009, early 2010?
Yes. Those are okay. Late 2000, not probably from, the middle or first quarter of 2009, and some of them in 2010.
Okay. That's
now the only one closest to that I have, which I keep kicking myself all the time. I know we're not discussing it yet, but it's the second one that I have that I paid $275 for. every time I go down there, I cry because I lost everything in that one, but you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Right. What do you believe the value of the first property is? What are you asking for a value reduction to?
Well, I couldn't, if I listed it for $150, I couldn't sell it.
Okay.
So.
But would you take $150?
You know, I really don't know. I know, you know, it's probably worth more than. It is according to the market today, because the market is today is down, and it's still going down. So I have no idea. You know, I'm thinking probably. They told me it wouldn't even appraise for $170 is what both banks told me.
Okay, all right. Let me do this. We're going to shift gears and let the assessor speak to us, and then you should be able to hear just fine, I believe, and then we'll come back. So, James, Mr. Assessor, if you would go ahead and just have the floor.
Mr. Gardner, I do understand what the value of your home was purchased for. I had many sales in that area that reflected those values back in January 1, 2005, which would have been 07 and 08 sales. I don't have, other than this list you provided me, I have some of these in my sales categories, but I do know that most of these were foreclosed or I understand the main company out there went belly up at one
time. Yes, sir, they did.
Okay, and so these sales are going to be looked at in 2009. Or, I mean, 2011, based on Missouri law, but as far as what they would reflect in value at this point, the state and the appraisal practices, unless you have substantial sales in a neighborhood, are not supposed to look at these foreclosed homes. But I am going to look at them in 2011 because I know there is going to be several homes in the area, and they are becoming a part of the market. But, sir, I don't believe they were part of the market as of January 1, 2009.
Well, I guess the problem I have with that, you know, you say you don't look at the price of those homes now, but when you go to remortgage and you want to have an appraisal, the appraisers all look at those prices, and they base their estimate on those prices. So then it isn't fair. You're going under one guideline, and if you have it reappraised to get a lower rate in the mortgage, they're going on another guideline because they consider it.
Mr. Gardner, I'm not even looking at guidelines. I'm going by Missouri state law. Guidelines and law sometimes are two different things.
Okay. James, anything else?
No, that's all I have, really.
Okay, let me ask the board, Mr. Gardner. Board, do we have any other questions for Mr. Gardner? Seeing none, so would I assume to say that the other parcel is similar situation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so is there, and I believe we don't show any additional information besides what you've provided for us on that. And once again, let me ask you on the other BOE, on the other appeal you filed, you said you bought it for $275.
Yes, sir.
What do you think the value of that or the appraised price would that be for refinancing?
Well, the mistake I made is I did pay for an appraisal on that. And I was so disgusted when I got the appraisal, I threw it away. I wish I would have it because I would send it to you people, and I don't. It was appraised at $177.
When was that done?
That was done just around a year ago, the first part of 2009.
Do you remember what the company was?
No, it was through a U.S. bank that I had it appraised.
Okay. All right.
And I mean, I could kick myself 1,000 times because if I had it, I could send you a copy of it.
Okay. Yeah. No, not a problem. All right, sir. What we're going to do is, like I said, we're going to deliberate throughout the day on these, on all of our BOE cases. We have quite a full workload today. We'll deliberate at break time. You'll be notified via mail. And just once again, from the Missouri law, I mean, from what the assessor was saying, he has to set values on the odd number year on January 1st, so that's where he is handcuffed at that, so to speak, on from a process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Any other questions? Sir,
No. I guess the only thing that I didn't understand is, see, I live in Michigan, our law versus yours, they look at them here in Michigan every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know the house I live in right now, these last 2 years, my assessed value has gone down both years.
Sure. Missouri goes every 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you considering my request and,
appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just want to make reference to the sheets that we have that were given to us last week in those same area there. I'm seeing three sales in 2008, which had to reflect the price in January 1st, 2009, all 252, 231, and 215.
So,
sounds like if anything, he may have been lower.
Based off comps, he's in the market.
Well, just added background. That development down there is an absolute disaster. Guaranty Bank has it, and they're fixing to lose $2 or $3 million on it.
Wow.
Jerry Jeske was doing an appraisal project on it, and it's a real zoo. And I think you're going to go through and you're going to revalue everything based on these bank sales, and then some other things are going to be discovered, and there's going to be further drops in value. So these people are going to be still mad in the next assessment cycle.
Right.
So.
I'm entertaining any motion. Otherwise, we're going to call in about one minute.
Motion to deny.
Both motion by Dave to deny BOE 0038 and 39?
Yes.
And 0039.
Second.
Second by Kelly Trimble. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. All right. We're going to move on to BOE number 0040, REH Properties. It's a call-in. So I will be dialing that number as you guys pull that up. We don't know who we're talking to.
Good morning, HCW. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. This is Jim Stroffus calling from the Board of Equalization here at Taney County. And REH Properties, is that you guys?
That's Rick Huffman. Let me transfer you. He's expecting your phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me just mention to you that the assessor does have a problem for this.
Hi, Rick. This is Jim Stroffus, calling from the Board of Equalization. I've got you on speakerphone.
Hi. Hello, Jim.
Hello, sir. I've got Dave Oliphant, Kelly Trimble, Chuck Pennell, myself here on the board, as well as James Strahan and the clerks and the county attorney, which is our normal crew for BOE. And we've got your request here on the REH properties to discuss the evaluation.
Yes.
Okay. Kind of the process, to let you know, Rick, is that we'll hear from you. The board may ask you a few questions. James will then make some statements. And then throughout the day, the board's deliberating on all the cases that we're hearing today. And you'll be notified via mail what the decision is.
Okie dokie.
All right. We've gotten everything that you've sent in to the clerk, but I'm We have one. If you can hold 1 second, Rick, we're one of the clerk's people. Cindy wants to talk to us. Go ahead.
I just want to bring up the fact that in 2009, Summer Villuitas did come before the board.
Can you come close? He can't hear you. That's the challenge. Okay. 1 second, Rick.
Okay.
Summer 2009, Villuitas was brought before the board. The board removed the improvements in 2009, but they did not get put back on for 2010. So. He's appealing over valuation, but they're not actually even on there yet. So when you look at your sheet, you're not going to see the improvements even on there.
Okay.
Because the one I got shows the improvements.
Yeah, yes, we already sent that out on an increase notice too, Rick, that his house is on, as they will be adding that house on in this hearing.
Okay.
So there are improvements since 2009.
Right, and we didn't get it put on for 2010. Okay. And we added it back on because you guys heard the case, and Rick's house wasn't complete, and we pulled it off the 09.
Okay, so it's back on now.
It's back on with his increased notice.
Okay, so we show the improvements. I'm working here. The improvements are valued at $332,000. The land's valued at $103,000 for a total of $425,000.
That's correct.
Okay. I make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, the only thing I've got is... the land valuation is too high. I paid $50,000 for the lot, and that's actually what all those lots in that block are now selling for, between $45,000 and $55,000. And I paid $50,000 for it, and the house value is fine. So I was just wanting to ask that the land value be adjusted to what I paid for it.
When did you pay the $50,000
for it? It'd be 2 years ago.
Okay, that was you buying from your own development company, though.
I don't own the development company.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I'm just a manager.
Okay. Were there other lots that had sold in that $50,000 range back 2 years ago?
There has. The lots in that on that side, there's one down the street that sold it actually $70,000, but they have a view of the golf course. And the lots that... two lots down, we sold that one for the exact same amount as mine, 50. Two lots towards the west, I believe it is.
So if I understand you correctly, you're asking for a reduction in the land value from $103,000 down to $50,000.
Yep.
Which would put the total value from $425,000 down in the $375,000 range.
That's correct.
Okay. James, you want to make a comment here?
Basically... no, we had sales in the area for those values, maybe not this particular lot and block, but there was, Rick, I wanted you to know, now we used 08 and 07 sales to establish these values.
Yes, because you do reappraisal next year, right?
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So that's all I've got to say about it.
I was just going
to
ask who the 50 and the 70 was sold to. It wasn't other people affiliated with the company in any way, was it? Or were they total strangers?
The 50 and the 70?
Yeah, I'm the only dingbat that bought one.
Okay.
Well, in 08, there were several sales just in real close proximity to it, according to the numbers here, all in the $120,000 range, $145,000, $80,000, $110,000,
$95,000,
$105,000.
Those are golf courses.
Okay, so those are golf view?
Yes, those are all golf courses.
Okay.
Is yours not a golf course?
It is not.
Okay. One right next door to you is not a golf course?
That's not. One right next door was Tom Caruso. And that's not a golf course now.
Okay.
Okay.
And how much did that one go for?
$94,550.
And when was that?
I'm just looking at Rick's information that you've got in here.
Any other questions from the board?
When exactly did you buy your lot? You say it was about 2 years ago?
It was about 2 years ago. I don't have that in front of me.
It might be on the card here.
I might have. Did I close the closing statement with that when I sent it over to you guys?
I'm looking right now.
No.
2008. 54, no, sir. 44. So you bought it. It says you bought. your deed was sometime in mid-2008, it looks like.
Yeah, because it's the house is still not sold, unfortunately. It's on the market.
Right.
And it has been completed for right at 1 year now.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? All right. Rick, seeing no more questions, we're going to deliberate throughout the day, and you'll get notified what the decision is.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just to let you know, the 2010 tax book does not have that on there.
Right. I would be requesting the chairman to have a vote on running the house on for 2010.
Okay, so it's not even on there, so we have to add it on there.
As an add-on.
Okay.
Motion to add on the house.
We have a motion by Dave Oliphant to add the house value onto this parcel.
Second.
Second by Chuck Pennell.
And do we have that?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
The value.
Now,
it's all in the now. And the value is, I'm sorry, let me supplement the minutes a little bit here. The value is going to be set at an appraised price of $322,454.
That is the house only.
No. House only value is what we're adding to that parcel.
Okay. What I'm seeing.
Yep. Okay.
Could we bring up the lots there again? On the.
Screen? Can you get the map there, Christy? Thank you.
Okay. Which is that his lot there?
Yeah.
Okay. There's 20 lots that we have here that all sold for roughly 95 and on up, and he said they're all golf course. I mean, I can't imagine. There not being one in there that's
not golf course.
Can we look at a couple of them next to it and just get a number right next door?
The map's a little challenging because we've got no golf overview.
Look at the one.
You can tell.
Look at the one right to the left of the subject. What is that number?
Can you click that open there?
Yeah.
What is that number?
103890.
890?
It's parcel number 477.
004.007. Why don't you look at that comparison?
077.
Did you guys vote on that last motion? You did, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 077?
Yes. Yeah.
That's sold for $80,000.
Okay.
In 08.
In 08.
Okay.
It's on the price for 103.
So we got related party sale at $50,000. We've got an actual sale adjacent to it, non-golf course, at $80,000.
And let's look at another one next to it and see. Look on the right of it and see what that one sold for.
Royal.
Oh,
that's not
him. Is that him?
That's him.
Go one more to the right of that.
The 079. I don't show it on here. He must not have sold.
To the right of that.
You got an 80 or an 81?
We got an 80, 81 that sold for $110,000.
That looks like 103 right next to it.
Well, that's the appraised value, but it sold for 110, right?
081 did.
What date is that?
April of 08.
Yeah.
So all the 08s are showing in the close to 100,000 range.
Well, the one right next door was showing 80.
Yeah.
On one side was showing 110.
Yeah, but the 110 was a bigger lot.
Okay.
Go back to the math. Of the subject, if you can.
Yep. To the left of that.
Yeah,
his,
that's property, his property right there.
Right there. That's a. I don't know if that is. That's more frontage, but it's not.
Smaller lot.
It's not as deep, but it's more frontage, is about all. So why would that have sold for 100 and something and the other one sold for 80?
There were several of them sold at 120 and they called the numbers there.
Yeah, that was early in 2008 though.
Right, it was. That's correct.
When did the $80,000 one sell?
In 08.
I mean, when in 08?
April.
April of 08.
They were all April of 08.
Basically.
Okay. Well, I would be inclined to say he has an $80,000 lot since the one next door to it sold for that.
But are you going
to
put that in motion?
Here's
discuss it a little bit first.
Okay.
Here's one in June of 08 to get a little closer. Uh, had houses on them.
Right, I didn't get the sales letter on.
Okay, here's one, August of 08 for $140,000.
Where's that parcel?
October of 08 for $135,000.
But what's the parcel number?
118 and 128.
That would be a different block.
They're a different block. Course. It may be golf course. Let's go across the street from there.
Yeah, the more amazing part about that is after you buy them, you've got to pay $1,000 a year of maintenance fees.
There you go.
Yes.
No, it's still full.
Yeah, it's probably most likely golf.
Those were golf courses. Based on the sale adjacent to it, I think as far as I'd go is down to the $80,000 maybe, but I don't see the $50,000. I don't see any other evidence of $50,000.
No.
What about the $110,000 on the other side?
Yeah, what's the explanation for that? How do you reconcile the $80,000 and the
$110,000? $80,000 and $110,000 would be $90,000.
What somebody's looking for.
I mean, that'd be 90, Kelly.
I mean, average, you can't average indication.
Somebody may want a specific lot and was willing to pay more for it, the style of it because
the
of the house.
The only thing I can figure is the 110 actually had more street frontage than the deeper lots. And
I'll entertain any motions.
And there may be something about the topography of that lot that may be different. He's wanting to move on.
We've got 2 minutes. I mean,
okay, I'll go ahead and move for the $80,000 on the land.
Motion to reduce the land value to $80,000 on BOE number 0040 by Kelly Trimble. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Chuck Pennell. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 No.
Aye. Motion carries 3-1. Why not? I needed Dave to be the odd man out. Motion carries.
Okay.
He was looking at the actuals.
No, I'm good with that. All right, we now have to go to BOE 0044. It is also a phone call. And so if you guys would pull that up while I...
What's the name of that?
Robin Davidoff?
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the close... Give me 1 second, I pull it up. I have it too. Okay. Robin is first name. Dial in now. San Diego, California, for those.
Hello, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin. This is Jim Strafas, calling from Taney County, Missouri, and I have you on speakerphone. And I'm part of the Board of Equalization, and we have a scheduled appointment to talk about your appeal towards your assessment of your property.
That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I've got you on speakerphone. I've got 4 members of our board here present. Dave, Kelly, and Chuck, and my name is Jim. We also have the assessor, persons from the clerk's office, and our county attorney, who is usually here to make sure we do everything right. And just want to let you know, the format is that we're going to, in just a few seconds here, let you speak about why you believe your assessment is incorrect. Then the board will probably ask you a few questions. The assessor will have a chance to speak. Then throughout the day, we'll deliberate on this parcel, and then you'll be notified via mail what the decision is. All right?
Okay. I've faxed over supporting documentation today afternoon.
And I believe we have it all. I'm going to scroll through here. We all got laptops with the scanned in information. Looks like we have a letter dated yesterday. So, yeah, I believe we have all your information in front of us.
Oh, great. Never know when I send it via my computer and it's going
to
get there.
Not a problem. I think we're trying to be more efficient than ever. So we have it, I believe. So feel free to go ahead and begin, and then we'll review the documents as you're talking.
Okay, great. So I purchased this property back in 2006 for about $75,000. I think it's currently assessed at $68,000. And so I spoke with a couple of agents back there, and they provided me some MLS listings, and I prepared that spreadsheet that shows comps.
Okay.
In Emery Creek Ranch. And so if we go through the first one on that spreadsheet, which is my lot, and I indicated lot 91.
I see that.
And the lot, yeah, the lot dimensions. And then I provided each of the comps based on the MLS listing. And the first comp is lot number 55. And this was a foreclosure, and there's quite a few in that area. And this was originally listed for $19,900 and sold for $9,950. And it was on the market for, I guess, how many days?
I don't see that.
I guess, no, but the list date was December 9th, it looks like, and it closed on May 24th.
All right.
So about almost 6 months.
Okay.
And the second comp is lot number 98, so just a few down from mine. And this one was listed on October 8th for $19,000 as well. And this one has been on the market for 273 days. And the agent tells me that there's no demand for land right now because there's over inventory of houses as well. Land is the last thing to rebound. And then we go to comp number 3, which is also Emery Creek Ranch. And this property is lot number 129. And the list price was $22,000. It's also been on the market since October 8th, so 273 days, and no nibbles on that one. And comp number 4 is just to show you an idea of what the market's like. This is lot number 370. It's 5+ acres, so like 2.5 times my size. And this has also been on the market since October of 2009. And it's been listed at $29,000, and it is still sitting there unsold for that amount. And then I provided one more comp. I spoke to another agent, and he said Emerald Point is actually a nicer location. And he provided this one comp. This property is a little bit smaller than mine. And it was listed in December 30th of 2009. And it sold for $9,900. Looks like I got a typo there. I think it was listed at $17,000. I have to look that one up.
Okay.
Let me just see. I've got the comps here. Original listing price was $16,900.
All right.
It rounded. Okay. And so my point with this one is that this one is supposed to be a more desirable area, and this one sold for $9,900, and it was also a foreclosure. All the ones that I've been provided are either bank-owned or builder-owned, and I believe only one was actually a trust.
Okay.
So my proposal is that, unfortunately, my lot is only worth about $9,950 if I were to try to sell it in today's market, which is how we price things, what one is willing to pay for and what one is willing to sell the property for.
One thing I wanted to interrupt you with is Missouri's laws are a little different than the other states when we call other out-of-state owners. We were just talking to someone from, I believe, Michigan. Missouri is based on a 2-year assessment cycle. So the values on the properties that we're talking about are based off of January 1st, 2009. So that's a little different than other states, is that our assessor has to set prices based off of January 1st, 2009, even in 2010 like this. And then it's the odd years that he does reassessments. So that's a little bit different than other states. I know Michigan's not like that. Not sure about California. I think you live in San Diego, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for Robin right now? Okay. James, if you would, James Strahan, the assessor, is going to go ahead and just make some comments.
Robin, I think I've talked to you on the phone once or twice on this, or maybe... the Emerald Point lot that you listed, I don't know what realtor you went to come up with your information, but I have $100,000 sales in Emerald Point even this year as the downturn in the market. And I'm a little concerned that that might not be a true comparable in any way, form, or fashion. It may be some kind of steep or maybe a drainage ditch through the lot or something of that nature, because we do have sales of those. Now, Emerald Point, I don't have many vacant sales. I do know the developer has got a sign posted, lots for $29.9. I don't know what those lots are, where they're located in his subdivision. But I do know at the time your lot was put on for this value, January 1, 2009, I had sales in Emery Creek to reflect that value. And 2011 will be a totally different story. I will be looking at those. I keep track of these sales, and I do know there's a tremendous downturn in the lots in Tane County.
All right.
Right. Dave, I don't believe we did speak, but the 100,000, I would imagine that had to have a house on it, not just land.
No, there have been many sales in Emerald Point based on 80 to 129,000 for vacant lots, and I've got all that information here in sales letters from the actual buyers and sellers.
Well, Emery Creek and Emerald Point's nowhere near the same.
Right, right. Okay.
Right, and I don't know, but, and he just mentioned that, but in terms of Emery Creek, I asked the agent, and I can provide his name, and to provide me all of the listings and sales for all of 2009 through current. Because I'm actually an agent out here, so you know, I kind of
sure.
know how to you know what you guys need. But this is all he provided me for Emery Creek for January through present, were the comps that I put together on the spreadsheet. And then behind that, I have the actual MLS listings, and each of them is labeled with the comp number to match the spreadsheet.
Okay.
I was just going to comment. It sounds like...
This is Kelly speaking.
Microphone. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I wish everyone who petitioned DOE had clear data and well presented like you have here. It sounds like you have ample evidence to show that the current market value of this property is... I don't know that I agree with the 9,900, but it's a fraction of what James has it on at the 65,000. But I'll reiterate what Jim was just saying. Our valuation has to be retrospective as of January 1, 2009. And it sounds like the sales data that was available at that time indicates something that supports closer to what James has. Although when the next assessment cycle comes for next year's taxes, I think there's going to be all kinds of evidence that the value is going to be way less than what James has it on now.
Well, we haven't been able to find any proof of any sales in Emery Creek other than the ones that I've provided.
Yeah,
so if there are some, I would like to see those.
Well, we have to go on the 2008 sold property to value the property as of January 1st of 2009.
And I think James has, you have sales in Emery Creek. Is that time frame?
That would have been 2007, 2008, and some 2006s, which yours would have been involved in. That was actually a spur to that value of the 65.8.
Okay. Any other questions for Robin? I'm not seeing any. Okay, Robin, if any last comments? Otherwise, we're going to move on to our next appointed schedule, and then we'll deliberate throughout the day, and then, like I said, you'll be notified via mail from the clerk's office.
Yes, I just have one more question. So I just didn't follow that understanding. So if the assessment is based on sales from January 1st, 2009 through December 31st, 2009?
No, actually it would be in 2008 sales would set the value for January 1st of 2009. So basically the assessor has to use 08 comps to set the value in 09. And then the value is not changed from a market until 2011, January 1st. So right now, he's in the reassessment cycle of his office.
where he is looking at 09 and 2010 comps to set the new value for January 1st, 2011. So what you most likely will see, which we're going to see across this county and across the state of Missouri, is that the values are going to go down sharply and because of the comps that we do have.
But it will be reflected in next year's taxes.
It'll be reflected in next year's taxes.
Right, so we're discussing, today we're discussing taxes that will be set for 2011, is that correct?
No, actually, we're discussing if we believe of a board that the value was misset January 1st of 2009, we have the ability to make that adjustment. The assessor is going to reset the values on his own research and data finding to set it for January 1st. What we are discussing is your current assessed values for 2010. And we're to deliberate about if the values were set correctly January 1st of 2009.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I think so.
And it's a little bit confusing for Missouri for a two-year assessment cycle when you're not used to that. And that's it's an adjustment for a lot of people.
Yeah.
All right. If there's nothing else, I will thank you for your time, and you'll be notified via mail.
Okay. And approximately how long before I hear from you guys?
Usually within 7 days after the vote, and we just have a lot to vote on today. We have quite a few cases, so it may be up to 10 days from now.
Okay.
And just to let you know, I mean, there is, whatever the board votes to do, if they vote to deny, there is an appeal process, which you can fill out some paperwork and go to the state level. So there's always an appeal process that doesn't cost any money, so... Just to let you know that. But anyway, I just wanted to give you that information, but probably within 10 days, I would hope.
Okay, so let me just write down these dates again. So the January, you're reassessing to find out if the taxes set for January 2009 were correct or not, and that's going to be based on sales of January of 2008?
Correct. 2008 data is what the assessor used to set the value for January 1st, 2009. That value does not get readjusted until January 1st of 2011.
Well, 07 and 08 sales.
Well, 07, 08 sales set the value for 09, okay? Then 09 and 2010 sales set the value for 2011. The long pause tells me that I may not be explaining myself properly.
I'm just trying to get it down. And trying to see how that, if that's
different.
Yeah.
Your assessed value.
Yeah, but this is the last 2 years are dramatic. So if you 2007, 2008 sales to set for 2009, I mean, we're talking apples and oranges here.
Well, we are possibly, but one could argue that when the economy turns around and the real estate market rebounds, you'll be set. You'll get the benefits of underassessed valuation if the market does turn around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one could argue that. I mean, that's the law. So that's what the assessor is bound to do from an assessment valuation.
Okay.
I do notice assessed value did go down from 08 to 09 a little bit on yours. So there was a drop in value.
There was a drop in value from 08 to 09, so he used some comps to reduce the value, but anyway, not like we're seeing right now, obviously.
Yeah.
The market
right now,
is
of course,
it's terribly
when I
soft.
See that mine, yeah, I'm thinking like I owe $75,000 on it. Is it even worth keeping?
Understood. Understood. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
James, what I notice on here under comments says added residence 08. What does that mean?
That was a split parcel. This is a lot that was, there was a house, say a developer bought five or six of them.
Okay.
And they built a house on them. We split hers and it was sold away. We should have took that note off.
Okay. I saw that on there and I couldn't figure why.
All right. Go to BOE 0053. We are going to call Martin Baruti. I'm sure I'm butchering that name, and I apologize if he's listening, or she's listening. Martin, I would say, hey, but... And this person has two parcels that we're going to be talking about. Oh, back up. and we've got BOE 053 and 054. It's the last one before lunchtime.
I don't think we're going to make it.
All right, voicemail. That's all the number I have on file. Let's, like normal, let's review the data. We'll call back in just a few minutes here. But it gives an opportunity for us to review the documentation.
Our assessed value is just about what he paid for the land in January of 2009.
Okay.
Our assessed value?
Appraised value.
Our assessed value.
Our assessed value.
He paid $15,000 for it, and our assessed value is $14,290.
He bought it from Bank of America.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a distressed sale.
He's showing a whole bunch of sales, mostly from banks, in the 20s, basically, spread out through late 2009, early 2007, or 2010. And then here he's got one sale of September or August, April.
Okay.
August or September of $53,000.
I'm going to call a different number.
2008.
In his note, he said use a different phone number.
Turn to the last page of his sales, Kelly.
Thank you.
Turn to the last
That's
page.
What I'm looking at, yeah.
He's got $80,000 sale there, first and first.
Yeah.
All right, we had a different number to call, so I'm doing that right now. It appears that we can't get him on the phone, so we'll go ahead and deliberate without that. So what we have is BOE number 0053 and 0054. We'll start with 0053, unless there's a motion that will be... At any time, please interrupt me if you have a motion. Let's put it that way. But with this person not here, James, go ahead and...
I think he's provided ample information that my value is correct if you look at his last page of his comparables.
Yeah.
And get away from the bank repos.
I tend to agree. He has an October, a September, and an August sale, 90, 80, and 50-something, that all sold from individuals, it looked like. One was Tom Field. Carmen Smith, I don't know her. I know Tom Field pretty well. And so that was a market sale. The rest of these were all Bank of America, the earliest of which was his actual acquisition in January of 2009, which I normally would say would be very indicative of values. But the rest of his data is all late 2009, early 2010. It's indicative of what it's worth now, but probably not indicative of what it was worth in January of 2009.
But we have some 08 sales on this sheet that
there's very
from the assessor that
on the assessor sheets, I don't know.
Yeah, 75,000, 102,089. So
confirms that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. With that information, do I have a motion?
We have plenty of evidence that what James, what did you actually have this one on at?
75,200.
This data would say you're probably a little low, but I'm just gonna move that we deny.
We have a motion and motion by Kelly, second by Dave, to deny. Are we talking about both BOEs, 053 and 054?
He's asking for $15,000 on each.
Let's just deal with 053, because that's the one you guys have been looking at. Any more discussion on 053 BOE number? Hearing none, all those in favor of deny, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Go on to the next one, if we would be so kind. And that is 054.
He's asking for $10,000.
Yeah, on that.
$10,000 on that one. Looks like similar comps, is that correct?
I'm assuming that they're the same comps because I don't have a list of them, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, he's provided comps to say the values are correct.
Yeah. the fact that his two comps are so close to the date of valuation is troubling, but all the rest of the data is all late in the year.
All right.
Question on
yes, sir.
08 value and 09 value, the change, why did that change?
There was,
how can that change?
As a general rule out in Emerald Bay, Emerald Point, they took on the value that we decreased. I think I tried to explain this, and it really got messed up a year or two ago, that we decreased vacant lands by 10%. And I think if you see my previous year, you'll see a 10% decline in vacant lands for 2009.
Didn't we hear a gob of those and lower the values of an awful lot last year at BOE?
You lowered some. They were, one had high lines across it up in the corner, yeah. One had, they had obstructions that was real visual.
But I was thinking we couldn't change it from the even year, couldn't change the value.
These 10% were last year.
Oh, you're moving 2008 to 2009, why did it go?
Why did it change?
It should have went 10% down in 2009.
Well, it did not change 2007 to 2008, and the 2009 change was because of the value.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I revalued a lot of land went down 10%.
I move that we deny on the second one.
Motion to deny on BOE number 0054 by Kelly Trimble.
Second.
Second by Dave Oliphant. Any more discussion?
Aye.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0.
Do you have a couple other you want to visit before you take off?
We have gentlemen and ladies. We have approximately 6 minutes here to deliberate on some outstanding ones.
I'd first like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Okay, that's wonderful. We have a motion by Dave Oliphant to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Chuck Pennell seconds that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The minutes have been approved for July 7th. All right. Does anybody want to spend a little more time deliberating and then come back after lunch? What do you want to do? Any of the ones we have left. I show 1, 2, 3, 4. I show about 5 unanswered right now.
I show 4.
The first 3.
That's it.
Which one were we looking at?
There's 4 from this morning.
The first
three. Well, Dave, did we? Okay, I show.
John Lackey, we took to 129 as a total.
Correct.
Hageman denied. Gardner denied.
Hageman got denied?
Hageman
was not voted on yet.
He's the guy with the trailer park.
But we didn't vote.
Oh, you did?
No, we didn't have no motions on that yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
And I show, is it Morici? We didn't vote on that one. We didn't vote on Fisher. Didn't vote on Hageman. And we didn't vote on Davidoff.
Robin Davidoff. Okay.
We have not voted on any of those
okay.
yet.
Davidoff, we did vote on ACW, on Huffman.
REH has been, yeah, that one's Gardner. Done. Gardner's been voted on. Bruetti. And Lasak has been voted on. Everyone else has been unvoted.
Baruti is what we just did.
Baruti's we just completed, yes, sir.
Okay. So we need to do Davidoff, Hageman,
right,
and Moriuchi.
Correct.
Okay, Moriuchi, I'd
Fisher.
Like.
We're
and Fisher.
And Fisher, and Hageman.
Fisher and Hageman. Okay. Moriuchi, if it's okay with you guys, if I can get on the internet, I can tap into my office.
That's fine. I mean, we can
come up with a sailor.
Do you have some other ones that are easier?
I do on Hageman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's got two mobile homes on there.
Correct.
Double wides that we figured about $30,000 apiece. He's got a 40 by 80 garage. If you just figure $1 a square foot on that for a garage, it's another $30,000. He's got a well, state approved. He's got a state-approved sewer system, which are considered improvements. His improvements were $111,000. I think we're very much in line on that.
Okay.
I think we're way under on the land, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't see any reason to lower.
But
you got a 28-slip mobile home park. He's saying, "Oh, I can't make $160,000 or $160 a pad. I think its market may be lower than that, but you can certainly make a profit off of it. Yeah.
So am I hearing a motion then?
I'm going to make a motion that the request be denied on that one.
Motion by Dave Ollivant to deny BOE 0037.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Kelly Trimble.
I've been there, and I don't know if we can make money on the park part of it, to your comment.
I don't know the values.
What was the value? The total value is like $120,000?
$121,000 total.
For 50-some acres and
54 acres, two mobile homes, two buildings, and a state-approved
18 hookups.
18 hookups.
Right. That's with water, electrical, septic to them hookups.
Yeah. We didn't ask him the question. We used to ask that a whole lot. Would you sell it for $120,000? We didn't do that.
No.
But I don't think he would.
I don't think he
would. I wouldn't if it was mine, unless I was desperate for something. Okay.
All those in favor of deny, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I was
okay, I didn't. Passes 4-0. All right, we have two more minutes before our 1 hour.
Robin Davenar.
All right, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's the classic case. She has all kinds of data saying what it's worth now. We have all kinds of data saying what it was worth January 1, 2009. So she's not responding to the actual question that's up.
Okay.
David's shaking his head for something.
No, well, I'm just feeling sorry for a lot of these people that are all in it. I mean, just...
Well, I mean...
That's the bad thing. Just,
I mean, she owes $75,000 on a piece of property that's
worth $20,000.
Well, I mean, but there's two sides to that. They went into it thinking they were going to get rich.
Oh, I know. I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of things out there, but if we change hers, are we going to go through and change everyone in that subdivision? You know, and we are an equalization board, so...
Yeah, and... I think James has done his work on these lots in this subdivision.
Well, James got a lot of work to do between now and January 1st.
Say something like that.
Wow. The challenge James is going to get is that he's going to cut some by 20-30%, and some people are going to say that's not low enough.
What's going to be the killer is Emerald Points right there still selling for $100,000 and somebody pulling them as comparables.
I know it. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So with the...
She's going to have a major change.
David off.
For next year, but I think for this year's taxes, we have ample evidence for support James' value of, what was it, $65,000 or something?
$75,000. I think it's $75,000.
That's why I would move to deny.
Motion by Kelly to deny BOE 0044.
Second.
Second by Dave Oliphant. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0.
I have a comment on how to handle these things. We get a lot of these out-of-state owners that assume that they buy something, the taxes will automatically get reset. Is there some way we could compile a pamphlet or something that explains this kind of stuff to them in short circuit?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, is there some way we could educate these people?
The assessment cycle is so much different here.
I explain that most of these people have been in a conversation.
But that would be an abstract company, maybe?
I was going to say, a title companies, if we were to send something to them asking them to further, I mean, they do go over what the taxes are as of that date.
Yeah.
But they don't go ahead and further and say that yours is not.
Yeah, they say that anyway. They may raise a bunch more questions than they answer.
I'm just going to say.
Why would you
do send them? Okay.
Would you put that on the regular BOE when we go back and meet regular BOE? Let's have a debate about that or a discussion about that. We might be able to come up with something that we could send to all the title companies and the real estate companies. Something.
I was just thinking some way to educate these people before they go through the process of BOE.
So it'd be real estate people.
Rather than having the BOE sit there and lecture every time, we got to do it this way.
And it would help them. It would help them if we could get it out more. So let's. If you guys can put it down so we can come back and discuss it during regular BOE.
Just on the letter that we've already got.
Correct. Yeah, that would be great.
I think we need to do both. I think we need to do that to help them, as just said, as they come in, but also another letter that goes out when they get denied that goes over it again. Maybe it's the same letter even. So that most of them we've talked to today understand the deal after we've talked to them. But some of them, it may not still yet.
Yeah, but
does your deny letter have anything besides the vote was a deny, or do you have some information?
Basically, the information we have is what they go forward with if they get denied, just to go before the State Tax Commission,
which
is the deadline, and the phone number and the contact information.
I'd like, as somebody mentioned today to one of the people, when property values go up, if they do, you're going to be on the advantage for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that, it's the facts of the matter plus just economic development. It's not telling all these folks that are from out of town that we're gigging them in Taney County. But
that's true.
We're stuck with the law. And
right. It
is pretty discouraging on some of these votes.
They won't come before us asking for an increase at their time of
the guarantee.
Well, let's.
I'm talking.
Recess?
I wanted to bring something up that's going to take a little bit, a few minutes probably.
You want to come back later?
Let's start it now.
Going to be on the advantage.
Okay, Chuck, we're going to change subjects here.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave. Dave wanted to bring up a subject.
I was made aware that on the 28th of this month, we're having a 15-minute discussion on the Branson Airport, which is impossible.
Yes.
They thought that it could be worked on over the next month or two, and I said no. I said it has to be decided. If we make a decision, it has to be by July 31st.
Correct.
I was invited down to talk to Jeff Borg, not knowing what I was going for until I got there. Kelly has also been there.
That's happened to me as well.
And Bob Paulson came in as I was leaving to have a meeting with them and their attorney. They were trying to explain their situation and case law that's been brought up and stuff like that. There's some awful major issues there, and we're talking $250,000 in taxes of our schools and everything else.
Yeah.
I think it requires... I would like to see us have a special workshop meeting or something with the DOE, to have Bob do some more research, and he's got their case law, looking at that, looking at how many other things have we got around, that Branson owns land, but it's in somebody's name, but there the assets belong to the other people and situations. I think there's some real major issues that we've got to take a look at here, not just the airport itself.
This is not going to be a 15-minute block. I agree. And I was wanting to make the board aware that not only was I invited out to by Jeff Borg to talk about this and discover what it was all about, but since then, I've been invited to like a clam bake or something, or lobster thing. You've been invited too, apparently.
I just never go, but yes.
Oh, okay. Well, so they're lobbying us pretty hard. They're wanting to state their case, and them stating their case is going to take more than 15 minutes, and us deliberating it is a wider issue than just them. And it is of sufficient import that I agree with Dave. We need to block out.
Cindy.
Okay, we have added one extra BOE day, which we haven't told you about yet, Kelly, but that's Friday the 23rd. But so far, our appointments are only in the afternoon. What about having a work session that morning?
Well, probably want to have a work session with Paulson to find out what the laws and stuff are on it before we meet with them. And then we probably want to have some other work session after we hear their case. Does that sound appropriate?
Well, I guess what we could do is have a 9 o'clock Bob work session from 9 to 10 on the 23rd, have them come in at 10 o'clock and deliberate from 10 to 12, have lunch and then go into our regular BOE at 1 o'clock, because we still then can have more time discussion on the 28th.
Well, they were originally just scheduled for the 28th.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that it's going to give us an hour with Bob, 2 hours with them, and then come back and vote on the 28th, 3 days later.
Well, the concern I have with, knowing that end of the process, their experts and their people and all stuff, everything are probably geared up for their main appearance on the 28th. And what you're proposing is to move that up a week. And it's going to totally hose them up.
Well, the problem is we have an obligation to the 31st.
Yeah, I know.
And our 28th is getting fuller. And our 29th is getting, our 30th is getting fuller.
There's nothing on this
earth
yet. Okay.
What time of day do we have them on the 28th?
On the 28th? The airport, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember right off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Chuck.
I had the same invitation, went to the same meetings you all did. And my thought was, and I said this to Jeff pretty much, his attorneys, their attorneys have got their information. My understanding, they're ready to go. I mean, misunderstood.
I thought
that they were going to talk to Paulson, which somebody said they have talked to Paulson.
At 1 o'clock, Paul met with him finally.
And so the sense I'm getting is, this attorney says this, our attorney says that. Does Paulson have a good handle? I mean, is he got a good handle?
I asked him this morning, and he said he's got some research to do on it. He did hear their case and everything, and they told me they weren't ready. They still had some work to do.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. What they told me last Thursday.
But anyway, I'm going to be leaning on Paulson, so I hate to say this, but the burden is for him to prepare a direction for us, or are we going to be...
I think, Chuck, I'm inclined, if we did something on the 23rd with Bob to... First of all, we have a deadline, and Bob has to come up, and we have a work session with Bob to know where the legal repercussions are. I just wonder, though, if we can resolve it on the 23rd, the 28th is a very simple vote in 15 minutes.
15 minutes is okay.
Yeah, but if we do all the deliberation on the 23rd for us as a board, and then if they want to come in, I mean, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I've heard both sides. I've heard James's side. I've heard their appeal, and I haven't talked to Bob yet. But why don't we work on a work session on the 23rd with Bob for sure?
With Bob. I don't know if the airport people are going to be ready to do anything on the 23rd.
And I want some more information about some of the other properties throughout the county that
We'll have that information, but if they haven't appealed, we're not soliciting.
Well, you can do that on your work session.
I want James to tell us, you know, what does Branson own that properties are on?
Right.
Two-thirds of Branson.
Well,
it's seriously probably a couple hundred and some odd acres of the strip.
I'd say you're looking at
how much time do we,
50 to 300 million.
How much?
That's a bunch.
Time do you guys want to allow with Bob? I think more than an hour because we're going to. I'm thinking maybe 9 to 11 on the 23rd. Is that all right with you guys?
I'll make this statement unofficially. If it happens, Taney County will drop back to third class.
Okay.
I don't think that's, it won't. I
mean, figure the landing alone.
If you're saying they're not taxable, then yeah. But they're taxable. It's a question of what the taxes are.
And their attorneys need to answer the question. Some of these airlines are figured on air miles. If this is an exempt product, does the air miles go off of those airlines?
Are they saying their leasehold estate is exempt?
Case law, they say, has shown that. And Bob this morning said, based on case law they presented to me, it looks like they're right.
Well, let's just allow 2 hours on the 23rd to deliberate, give Bob the deadline to be prepared for it for us.
One other question I'd like to ask Bob before we go any farther is, and they brought this up, Jeff brought this up to me, they hope that we don't say, well, just take it to the state and let the state figure it out, because then they have to pay their taxes, right?
Yeah.
That's what I told them.
And then they may get them back. Maybe they don't get them back.
Well, they have to put it in escrow or something, and they don't have that kind of budget to do that. But that's not our concern. I mean, if we can't...
My point is that if that's where we're headed, why are we going to waste our time? If we're going to spend time with Bob, let's go at it with the goal that we're going to make a decision and not pass it on to the state, or let's not mess with Bob and just say this is too big.
Well, if we get enough information, I think we can make a decision. But if we get all this information confused, we don't know what we're going to do.
I would like to pursue making a decision.
Hoping that
we will.
I'm hoping to make a decision.
I think we need to make a credible effort at making the correct decision.
Good.
And not just make a flip decision to just pass it on to the state.
Okay.
Well, I'd say in your decision making process, you better be very careful on what signal you send the assessor.
Gotcha.
And I mean, that is one you better be careful of.
And I would like to think, too, that I was not aware of the 23rd for sure. And
if that doesn't work,
I most likely am going to be out of state.
Okay.
But I will have to look at a calendar and see what I can do to change some things and see if it's possible.
And if we have to switch off the 23rd and go to a Tuesday or a Thursday, we're running out of time. We just need to do that. So,
does the county have the lease agreement that I could look at to see if, and I want to compare it to the court case to see if we are on?
I have, as a member of the TDD, I've got all the documentation from the TDD perspective. So I can, if I've got it, you can have it.
I just need to see it, because if they can walk off with those improvements at any time, right, they get ready, it's not on point anymore.
Right.
I don't know.
So let's do this. If we can, we'll, Dave, at lunchtime, well, let's look at some calendars and maybe come back and share some calendar dates today about the dates.
Okay. But let me just ask, are we thinking then of changing the taxpayer to come in then on that when or that Friday?
No, just right. Just creating a 2-hour window somewhere for the board and Bob to talk about.
To be educated on the law.
On the law, and specifically the case that's coming up on the. Now, obviously, I believe it's going to be open session. Is that correct? So with that, if the airport wanted to be here and listen but not participate, they can
we should let them know what we're doing.
But from our perspective, I don't really want to hear comments, because we're not deliberating in that case. But if they want to hear what we're talking about,
we'll write them a letter to that effect.
Right. Well, let's establish the date.
We can probably even say they can talk to us about the law on that day. Just we're not
because it'll get into an argument, and I really want to make sure we're getting informed by Paul, Bob, because I kind of see how it's going to...
Well, am I misunderstanding? Is Bob not going to have a pretty good sense what they're arguing by that
he'll
time?
He'll be able to judge on what they're arguing.
By the 23rd or whenever.
By the 23rd, he'll know what they're arguing.
So we don't need to hear them argue the same thing. He already knows.
Until such cases they want to argue.
Right, right.
And then they can say, Bob misrepresented our argument this way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or at break.
Okay.
You want to remember one thing about sending it on, guys, and I know you're already leaning not to. With your decision, you're setting values as per the assessor done. You're changing what the assessor has done. That is presenting a little more precedent in case. If the circuit court drops the gavel on a particular case, it's not setting precedent for the assessor to do what you have instructed him to do based on the law. If you send it on, the circuit court is hearing that particular case, and it does not set precedent over what the assessor does.
I think I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that's going to be as big an issue, because I think...
Well, I think that's what our lawyer can advise us on in the work session.
I think, number one, I think you're doing... Basically, I think you're doing... leasehold valuations wrong by just charging on the improvements. I think you have to look at the lease. And I think when you look at the airport's lease, its lease is different than all of the City of Branson leases. And I think even if we rule favorably for the airport on this lease, it's not going to preclude you from being able to assess all the valuable leaseholds up and down the strip and on the landing and elsewhere. So I don't think it's going to have as big a countywide impact as everyone seems to
think. It may not, but that's why I think we need the work session to decide
that. I think we need to have a real clear...
Because if it is going to affect the others, then we have a real issue.
We need to... Yeah.
So don't set the time yet. We're going to look at the 23rd, but we're also going to see, make sure Dave's... We're all going to be present for that. We may make it to a Thursday. We may go to the 22nd or something. So let's... if everyone will look at their calendars, and we'll talk about it after lunch. Recess until 1 o'clock.
Can't eat 45.